so Russell's a top trainer in Australia and has trained many of the practitioners down there, as well as he's an NLP master, and he used to be a sales master too, which explains why he's charming, right?
I was just born that way.
He was just born that way. Okay, well, the charming part somehow comes out in all he does, and so without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Russell Cunningham, okay?
Thank you. Actually, before I start, I'd just like to say thank you for Wonder Woman, also known as Jondi, who's put all this together. And I've been, from behind the scenes, I've got to see the little bit of extra work she's done to help me get out here and all the running around just in what's been relation to me. And she's done that much running around just about every other presenter and half the people who are here. So let's all give Jondi a hand for the awesome job she's done. Thank you. I have an interesting story about EFT. I don't know, who out here was a total skeptic before they started doing EFT? Yeah. My background was as an NLP master and hypnotherapist and timeline therapist. And so I knew the only way to resolve deep issues was to use something like timeline therapy and get back there and go through all that process. And then I had these really annoying clients that would come up and say, oh, you just have to tap and it goes away. They're on drugs. That can't be true. But eventually, a friend of mine who I really respected, a spiritual teacher or leader, one of my mentors, got into EFT and he was offering a workshop. And I attended, I guess, partly out of curiosity, because if something did work that well, I wanted to have it. But also, it was partly out of just wanting to prove that this stuff didn't work, you know. And I was one of these guys. I was sitting back in with my arms crossed, my legs crossed, my eyes were closed. No, I don't know about my eyes, but everything else was really closed. And then he started doing an exercise, and he said, now, I just want you to think about something you have emotional charge on. And I thought, well, that's easy for me. I just thought about my stepson. Who here has children? Yeah. Great. Who has stepchildren? Well, I have this theory that children, and doubly so stepchildren, their purpose in life is to bring up whatever issues you haven't resolved with your parents. Right? Well,
why would you learn about
this, exactly. So I thought about the time this young man, in total anger, left and slammed the door so hard that the window next to it shattered. And I was absolutely livid. So we started tapping, thinking about this event. Well, after probably four or five rounds, I was laughing. And I was looking around the room and other people getting similar result. And that really got my interest. But then my next few clients that came along, they thought they were coming for hypnosis and timeline therapy. And I'd get, hey, I've learnt this new thing. And one of my early clients was a lady who came in for relationship issues and had severe shoulder pain. So much so, she was about to get the nerves to her shoulder burnt out surgically because for 2 years she hadn't been able to lift the arm above her shoulder and she'd been out of work for those 2 years. Well, I did some tapping with her, and what I realise now is also combining that tapping with some NLP, with some submodality shifts and things like that. But, you know, within just half an hour, or maybe 20 minutes, half an hour, she lifted her arm over here for the first time in 2 years with no pain. Now that really got my attention. So then the EFT became the main thing I did. But then what would also happen is I'd have some clients would come into me and say, don't bother doing that EFT stuff, it doesn't work for me, just do the stuff you used to do. And I'd say, you know, that can't be. And then I'd check in and there were some reasons why. Sometimes it was because they'd done EFT just off a tap along and we know they're okay if the person on the video says exactly what your issues are, but they're probably not often as focused as we'd like them to be. Sometimes it was they worked with a practitioner that didn't have rapport. And very often it was because there were core issues that were so deep or so long ago that they had no access to them. And I remembered when I was working through some of my own stuff, mainly using regression, progression, hypnotherapy and timeline therapy, things like that, was that some of my key issues that held me back were things that happened in the womb or at birth or shortly after birth. And that was interesting. And so what began to happen then is as time went on, all these modalities I'd used began to become blended. So what I'd like to share with you today is alpha repatterning, which is a process that's come from the blending of NLP, hypnosis, timeline therapy, and EFT. You see, most of us didn't have a perfect upbringing. Most of us didn't have a perfect birth. Most of us didn't have a perfect gestation. And does anyone here have perfect parents? No? Yeah. There's always one liar in the group, isn't there? Okay. Or maybe they are perfect. Maybe they're perfect for bringing up whatever it is that we really need to resolve. And then also, there's another whole level, isn't there? Isn't there stuff that comes into us that comes along geologically? I mean, something that happened to our parents, our grandparents, or great-great-great-great, way back there. You know, I've worked with people that were three generations down from Holocaust survivors, carrying exactly the same traumas as if they were the ones that went through it. And you know, how important it is to resolve that. And those of us, well, you know, all of our parents or grandparents or great-grandparents went through World War I and World War II and all the stuff around that. So there's all those issues as well. One of the ones that really grabbed my interest was when I was working on some of my own blocks in relationships and financial issues. And I went back to being miscarried by my father's first wife, that is, the wife he had before he met my mother. And that didn't quite match with my belief system at the time. Not by a long shot. And you know, what was fascinating about that was it was such a clear and vivid thing for me that I thought, that is truth. Everything else that didn't mesh with that, I kind of had to throw out and start again. But it was interesting after that when I went to my father and talked about his first wife, and he talked about her in absolutely glowing terms, and then I could see this rage build up, and he said, those four doctors. I said, what about those doctors? He said, well, she had a miscarriage about 18 months before she died of ovarian cancer, and they should have picked it up. I thought, isn't that interesting, getting that kind of confirmation? Yeah. Now, I could spend a lot of time talking about the lady that came to me with 11 years of depression. We resolved some stuff around birth, and that was all gone. I could talk about the lady that she went on an alpha repatterning trip and said she was in an aquarium, and I got her to zoom up and look down. She said, ah, I'm in an incubator. I thought, that's interesting. So I got her to drop down into the incubator, shrink down and go in with that baby her and tap on the abandonment stuff around that. And her insane jealousy that had destroyed all the relationships was gone that day. What was funny about that is afterwards she said, Russell, I feel so light and so free. She said, but that can't be true. I said, why not? She said, well, my mother would have told me if I was in an incubator. I said, well, check with your mum. And she said, you know what her mum said? Yeah, you were in an incubator, but it was only 3 days. I didn't think that was long enough to matter. But what's 3 days to a newborn child? Yeah. But I thought, rather than tell you about it, it'd be much better to show you about it. But then how do I show something in 30 minutes that I normally do a 2-hour session on? But let's do the best we can. Where's Laura? Great. Laura, could you come up? I talked with Laura at breakfast, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm all a blur. I don't even know, is it morning or evening now? Laura's volunteered to help us here. Would you like to grab a seat for us? Now, you really have no idea what we're going to do, except that we're going to go back somewhere.
Right.
And there are some current issues that you want to deal with, but maybe most of those things we'll deal with another time. I'd like to see if we can resolve the real core of that, the real cause. Because here's the thing that's interesting for me. What I've found is that if something happens emotionally that I don't have a pre-7 event on, then it doesn't trigger me. Let me make that a bit clearer. Because I moved to another country when I was 5 years old, I wasn't around when my aunties and grandparents passed away. So until my father died about 5 or 6 years ago, I had no specific loss issues around, death of family members. So that event, yeah, sure, I cried at the funeral, but it didn't have a big emotional effect on me. However, I did have previous patterns on anger, frustration, sadness, hurt, and a whole bunch of other stuff. So when people would bring up issues for me around that, it would hit me full. So when anyone comes into me and says, look, everything was okay until I was 15 or until I was 7 and this event happened, sure, that event will be an important one to deal with. But if their effect from that was more significant than what you'd expect, it's usually helpful to look for something deeper and something earlier. The other thing I also wanted to do with alpha repatterning is, at the end of a session, not just leave people feeling like they've cleared something or dropped something, but to leave them in a positively charged, excited, powerful state so they can move forward and achieve something. Let's not just clean out the garbage. Let's put some new furniture in the house. So that's what hopefully we'll be doing today with Laura. Thanks very much. Now, what I'd also like to do is, some of you may want to follow this journey for yourself. So as we start this, those that want to do that can just close their eyes and go with the flow. And just, if I say anything that's not exactly right for you, just allow your unconscious mind to adjust it to whatever it needs to be so that you can have the best experience you can now. Now, those that choose to do that, make sure you have someone who can tap on you while you're in the state, or make sure that you know that you can be self-responsible. Is that okay? Can we have that agreement?
Yes.
Good. Better watch, but also watch out for those who are doing it, to be there to tap on them. And put your hands up again, those emotional assistants. Great. So if you're going to do something, if you want to go on the journey, make sure you're near those people or someone else who is a confident practitioner. Great. Okay. Now, just to make sure we're on the journey that's going to be the best for you, what I would like you all to do, including Laura, is to think about a specific goal you have. Maybe it's a goal about your business, maybe it's about relationships, maybe it's a health goal. Think about a specific goal that you have. Do you want to think of a specific goal? Do you have something?
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay to share it?
Sure. I want to be a presenter. I want to have a massive amount of people at my conferences, and I want to help a lot of people. I want to share my story, and I really want to embrace this, let people know where I've been and that they can heal.
Great. Okay, great. Now, I want to say this for Laura and for everyone else there. I want you to tune in. What's the feeling you'll feel when you've achieved that? When there you are speaking in front of all those people, you feel happy, confident, at ease, passionate, and it's really flowing through you. And the people are loving it and getting great value. What's the feeling you get from that?
Feeling alive.
Feeling alive.
Really alive.
Okay,
yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
You notice the state change here?
Yeah.
And I'd like you all to be doing that for yourself too. With your specific goal, think about the charge that gives you, the feeling that you get from that. Beautiful. Now, what I want to ask you is, if you haven't got that feeling of alive, what have you got now?
I have dread.
Dread. Okay. When would now be a good time to get rid of that dread?
When would be a good time? Right now.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Now, what I'd like you to do is just take a deep breath and allow yourself to sit back. That's right. And when you're ready, just let your eyes close.
Should I take my glasses off?
Yeah, if you like, okay. That would be good. Should we put them on the table there? I hate them to get trodden on afterwards. Thank you. Okay. Now, I want you just to get in touch with your breathing without trying to change anything. That's right. And as you do, just allow yourself to feel the feeling of being in a beautiful place. You know that kind of place. That's right. Very good. Very good. And then when you're ready, just getting in touch with your breathing without trying to change anything. And then just begin to bring your awareness up and floating on up out through the top of your head into that nice, safe, comfortable place way up there in the middle of nowhere that only you know about. That's right. Very good. Very good. And as you're floating up there, way up there, you can see you, just a tiny dot way down there on the chair, with your beautiful golden lifeline running from past to future, just as you normally have it. That's right. Very good. And then when you're ready and you've decided, just begin to turn on around and floating back into the past and asking your unconscious mind, that's right, what was the root cause of this problem, which when disconnected will cause this problem to disappear forever? Was it before, during, or after birth?
Before birth.
Before birth. Okay, just that's right. And just allow yourself to float back above your lifeline until you get to that event before birth. That's right. And was that in the womb or past life in the womb, was it? Very good. So just allow yourself to float back to that event in the womb. And how many months in the womb are you?
5 or 6.
That's right. Very good. And just drop down into the womb with that little baby Laura. That's right. And just shrinking yourself right down. That's right. And as you tune into that little baby Laura, what's the feeling that she's feeling down there back then?
Terror.
Good. Very good. And what I want you to do now is, as I take your hand, I want you to take her hand. That's right. And just very gently tapping on that little baby's karate chop point. That's right. And how big is her terror out of 10 now?
10.
That's right. And where in her body is she feeling it?
Everywhere.
That's right. So see yourself tapping with that little baby. Even though I feel this terror everywhere, I deeply and completely accept myself.
Do you want to repeat that?
You can repeat it to her in there, or you can repeat it out loud, whichever feels right for you. All this terror.
All this terror.
This terror everywhere.
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 Terror everywhere.
This terror everywhere.
This terror everywhere.
This terror everywhere.
Now, what I want you to do is just, that's right, just zoom out of there until you're about 5 or 6 yards above that event. And just allow your hands to stretch down into there and tapping with that little Laura that way. Okay? Is that a little bit easier? Good. Would it help if you could stretch a bit further away? Because that's good. Okay. So just see yourself tapping on her. That's right. Very good. All this terror.
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 This terror.
This terror.
This terror all over.
This terror all over.
This terror all over.
This terror all over.
All this terror all over.
All this terror all over.
Can you give me a number?
7.
And where are you feeling it now? Is it still all over?
In my core.
Yeah, okay. Is terror in my core?
Is terror in
just
my core?
Just let that go. I've got it for you. That's it. Is terror in my core?
Is terror in my core?
Terror in my core.
Is terror in my core?
All this old terror in my core.
All this old terror in my core.
This terror that I've carried for all these years.
This terror that I've carried for all these years.
This terror that's attracted all sorts of stuff.
This terror that's attracted all sorts of stuff.
All this old terror.
All this old terror.
All this old terror.
All this old terror.
Didn't do me any good then.
Didn't do me any good then.
Hasn't done me any good since.
Hasn't done me any good since.
And yet I carried it all this time.
And yet I've carried it all this time.
Even though I've carried this terror for all these years.
Even though I've carried this terror for all these years.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
I was doing the best I could. What's coming up now?
It just makes me sad. But I can't forgive myself.
Even though I have all this sadness because I can't forgive myself.
Even though I have all this sadness because I can't forgive myself.
I accept that I can't forgive myself.
I accept that I can't forgive myself.
Is it because, why can't you forgive yourself?
Well, I'm kind of angry at my mom.
Okay.
I feel bad.
So is that you feel guilty because you're angry at your mum?
Yeah. It's not her fault.
Okay. Even though I'm angry at mum.
Even though I'm angry at mum.
And it's not her fault.
It's not her fault.
I accept mum deeply and completely.
That would be nice.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
I accept mom completely. I'd like to be able to accept
mom. I'd like
mom.
To be able to accept mom, yeah.
I'd like to.
And until I accept mom, how can I accept myself?
Until I accept mom, how can I accept myself?
I accept that I can't accept mom.
I accept that I can't accept mom.
I accept that I can't accept myself.
I accept that I can't accept myself.
Where's the tissues monitor? I accept that I can't accept my mom.
I accept that I can't accept my mom.
Even though she was doing the best she could.
Even though she was doing the best she could.
I'm still so angry at her.
I'm still so angry at her.
I have a right to be angry.
I have a right to be angry.
She messed up my whole life.
She messed up my whole life.
I hit any bullseyes there? Yeah. All this anger at mom.
All this anger at mom.
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 This anger at mom.
All this anger.
All this anger.
Anger at mom.
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 Can you give me a number out of 10?
How angry I am at her?
Yeah.
10.
10. Okay. It must have been about 50 before.
Yeah.
Okay. All this anger at mom.
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 She messed up big time.
She messed up big time.
She must have failed how to be a mom at school.
She must have, what?
She must have, isn't there a subject at school, how to be a good mom?
She didn't attend that class.
Yeah, she didn't want to be a mom?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay. All this anger at mom.
All this anger at mom.
All this anger.
All this anger at mom.
All this anger at mom.
All this anger at mom.
All this anger.
All this anger at mom.
There's no way I could forgive mom.
There's There's no way I could forgive Mom.
I've been angry for all these years.
I've been so angry for all these years.
All this anger at Mom.
All this anger at Mom.
So angry at Mom for her all these years.
So angry at her for all these years.
And even though part of me would rather hang on to that anger.
Even though part of me would rather hang on to that anger.
No matter how much pain it causes me.
No matter how much pain it causes me.
I forgive myself for hanging on to that anger.
I forgive myself for hanging on to that anger.
It was just seeming like the natural thing to do.
It was just seeming like the natural thing to do.
That's what most people do.
That's what most people do.
Hang on to anger forever.
Hang on to anger forever.
Even though it messes everything up for
them. Even though it messes everything up for them.
Maybe I can think about letting it go.
Maybe I can think about letting it go.
Or maybe I'd rather hang on to it for another 10 or 20 years. You sure you don't want it? Okay. Maybe I could hang on for another 2 or 3 years. No?
No. I don't want it.
You don't want it? Ah.
It's not helping.
Maybe you want to hang on just for another 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay.
Okay. So you can put yourself through the pain for another 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay.
And then you can forgive your mom and let go of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Are you ever impatient?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to wait 5 or 10 minutes?
If it'll help.
Okay.
If it'll help.
Oh, right. Okay. What if it wouldn't help?
No, I don't want to wait.
Okay. What's the anger at Mom now out of 10?
2.
2. Okay. Even though I still have this remaining anger at Mom.
Even though I still have this remaining anger at Mom.
I accept that one day I might be able to forgive her.
I accept that one day I might be able to forgive her.
This remaining anger at Mom.
This remaining anger at Mom.
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 Can you give me a number?
I'm not angry at Mom.
You're not angry at Mom?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Would now be a good time to forgive Mom?
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though I've been angry at Mom for all my life.
Even though I've been angry at Mom for all my life.
I forgive Mom.
I forgive Mom.
She was only doing the best she could.
She was only doing the best she could.
It wasn't very good.
It wasn't very good.
But then she didn't have very good teachers.
She didn't have very good teachers.
What have you got now?
I love my grandparents. Mm-hmm. They were good teachers, but my grandmother had problems.
Uh-huh. They're good teachers of you or your mom?
My mom.
Okay.
Well, there were a lot of secrets, so I know they did the best they could.
Yeah. Okay, so... Now, if we had a longer session here, we might go back and work with Grandma and bring that all through. And maybe we'll get a chance to do that later, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, I'd like you just to, if you could, just tune into that younger you in the womb. And how's she feeling now? That younger you at 5 or 6 months. How's that feeling now?
Different. Like she wants to help Mom.
Good. Very good. So how would it be if you could just come out of there and just tune into Mom and just explain to Mom that you're here to help. And notice how she recognizes you and she's so glad that you're there to help. That's right. Just float back up out of there, okay? Do you want to float up so you're about That's right, way up there above that. And what was the feeling down there?
That's why I'm here.
Okay. And so what I want you to do is just float up there so you're way up above that. But just allow your arms to stretch way down through the clouds down to where Mum is. That's right. And just tapping on Mum. Because she's got a whole bunch of hard stuff, hasn't she? And just stay floating up there above the clouds where it's nice and peaceful. And just let your arms reach right down and tapping on Mum way down there. That's right. Very good. Just notice how much easier that is to clear that for Mum. That's right. She's been waiting a long time for that, hasn't she? Good. Very good. And what's the main emotion Mum has?
Self-hatred.
Yeah. Okay.
Very angry.
And who's her anger at?
My dad.
Yeah.
Herself, really. I mean, really herself. Yeah. For marrying my dad.
Oh, yeah, she deserves a lifetime of punishment for that, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just tuning with Mum and just checking what's the most important thing to resolve first, the anger Mum has at your dad or at herself?
At herself.
Very good. So just allow yourself to take Mum with you and just float way back, further back into the past, to the root cause of that self-hatred that Mum picked up. That's right. And tell me when you're back at that event where Mum learnt to hate herself.
I think I'm there.
Okay, good. Very good. And is it safe for you to tell me what that event is?
I don't know if I have a specific event, but it's because she's fat.
Ah, okay. And she's just... Yeah?
She's just a fat kid.
Yeah. And so just allow yourself to go back to the event that set up the self-hatred that caused her to be fat.
I think it's when she was sick.
That's right. And just allow yourself and the pregnant mum to tap on that little mum back there when she was sick. That's right. And notice how that younger sick mum is so glad to have that help. That's right. Very good. Even though I hate myself for being sick.
Even though I hate myself for being sick.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
Even though I hate myself for being sick.
Even though I hate myself for being sick.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I hate myself for being sick.
I hate myself for being sick.
Do you know what kind of sickness it was?
I don't think she could breathe, like asthma or something when she was a baby. Uh-huh.
Even though I hate myself.
Even though I hate myself.
I accept myself deeply and completely.
I accept myself deeply and completely.
I hate myself for being sick.
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 Maybe one day I could forgive myself.
Maybe one day I could forgive myself.
So I think that day's pretty close.
I think that day's pretty close.
How's that younger mum feeling now?
Okay.
Good. Very good. And just notice how much lighter she feels.
Kind of saw her like in the hospital bed, kind of dancing around.
Good.
Little kid, little toddler.
Very good. Very good. And now what I'd like you to do is just allow you and your mum to just float back to that time when you're in the womb. That's right. And how's your mum feeling now?
More confident.
Good, very good. And how's that little baby Laura feeling?
More relaxed.
Good. And just tuning into that little baby Laura, and is there any remaining fear or terror or any other limiting emotion?
There's a feeling of being disconnected from her, but not in a negative way, like a autonomy or something.
Ah, okay. Good, very good. And is there any need for greater connection, or is that good for her?
Well, it's like that she's allowed to be the baby, and the mom's allowed to be the mom, and the mom can take care of the mom, and the baby's going to be taken care of by the mom, or just taken care of.
Beautiful. Very good. Very good.
That made sense?
Yep. That's exactly what that baby needed, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you just to stay with that baby, just stay with her as she goes through the 6 month, the 7th month, and just stopping if there's any event in this time where she feels anything less than love. That's right. The 7th month. Is that all good? No? What's there?
What is stress, lots of stress.
Okay.
My mother's in stress.
Okay. So what I want you to do is just tune into your mum down there back then. And notice how stressed she looks, even though she's so much younger. Looking so stressed. That's right. And just see yourself now tapping with your mum down there back then. That's right. And what's that stress out of 10?
Well, it's going down as you're talking.
Oh.
Like 5, 4.
You're a pretty good tapper, aren't you?
That's why I'm here.
Well done. Well done. And just continuing to tap there. That's right. All this stress.
All this stress.
I married the wrong man.
I married the wrong man.
I wish I wasn't here.
I wish I wasn't here.
There's something else coming up, isn't there? No? Is there something else there?
There is, but I'm not sure, like, I got a lot of things going on in my mind.
Yeah, I'm seeing there's a lot going on, but I'm not quite getting what it is. Okay. Even though there's a lot going on.
Even though there's a lot going on.
And I'm not sure what it is.
I'm not sure what it is.
But it's really stressful.
It's really stressful.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
All this stress.
All this stress.
I don't even know what it is.
I don't even know what it is.
All this stress.
All this stress.
All this stress.
All this stress. Well, when she was pregnant with me, the house burnt down. So she was, where I was just then, I was at my grandmother's house.
Oh, wow.
And so she, my mother had a fight with my father's mother, my grandmother, and now she was going to be picked up by her father. My father was burned. So I don't know if that's what you picked up on.
Yeah.
And then thinking about what is she going to do with my two older sisters.
Okay, so just tapping with Mama, even though I don't know what to do.
Even though I don't know what to do.
The house is gone.
The house is gone.
I don't want to live with these people.
I don't want to live with these people.
I don't have anywhere to go.
I don't have anywhere to go.
Unwanted and pregnant.
I'm
unwanted and pregnant.
Unwanted and pregnant.
I don't know where to go.
I don't know where to go.
All this confusion.
All this confusion.
All this pain.
All this pain.
I don't know where to go.
I don't know where to go.
All this pain.
All this pain.
I don't know where to go.
I don't know where to go.
And just tuning into the baby, how's the baby feeling with all this going on?
Like a burden.
Yeah. Even though I feel like a burden.
Even though I feel like a burden.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
I deeply and completely accept myself.
And just seeing, that's right, just tapping on that little baby inside your mother's womb. That beautiful little baby, Laura. That's right. I'm just such a burden.
I'm just such a burden.
I came at the wrong time.
I came at the wrong time.
It's just such a burden.
Such a burden.
It's a lot for Mom to handle.
It's a lot for Mom to handle.
And too much of a burden for Mom.
Too much of a burden for Mom.
So I'm carrying it all myself.
So I'm carrying it all myself.
And even though I took responsibility for Mom.
Even though I took responsibility for Mom.
Even when I was in the womb.
Even when I was in the womb.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Maybe I can let Mom go.
Maybe I could let Mom go.
All this responsibility.
All this responsibility.
All this responsibility.
All this responsibility.
Do you get tight in the shoulder muscles up here?
Mm-hmm.
All this responsibility.
All this responsibility.
Letting it go.
Letting it go.
Maybe someone else wants it.
Maybe someone else wants it. They can have it.
They can have it.
They can have it.
Can't think why they would.
Can't think why they would.
All this responsibility.
All this responsibility.
All this responsibility.
All this responsibility.
Just think how much energy I'll have when I don't have to look after everyone else.
Wow. Just think about how much energy I have if I don't have to look after everyone else.
All this responsibility.
All this responsibility.
How big is that responsibility burden now?
It's lessening.
Can you give me a number?
Six.
Six. Yeah. All this responsibility.
All this responsibility.
This burden of responsibility.
This burden of responsibility.
All this burden.
All this burden.
Burden of responsibility.
Burden of responsibility.
All this burden of responsibility.
All this burden of responsibility.
All this burden.
All this burden.
Letting it go.
Letting it go.
All this old burden.
All this old burden.
What does that burden look like?
Oh, it's crap.
Right.
It's like big crap.
Great. So what I want you to do is take that big load of crap and just put it in a big Hessian bag. That's right. Put a note on it saying, free manure.
And free crap.
Free crap.
Free crap. Right.
And just stick it on the side of the road there so if someone wants crap, they can pick it up. Good. Might be a long time before someone picks it up.
You know, actually, I got this thought, like, it would be good for, like, the fields, you know.
Okay, well, yeah, let some farmer dig it into the fields.
Yeah, let's use it.
Yeah, crap that stinks like that will grow some really good plants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably better than all that horse and cow stuff.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
Beautiful. Good to see it's going to some good use.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And just tune into that little baby. That's right. Very good. And I want you just to notice how easy it is to love that little baby. That beautiful, perfect little baby. Especially now that she's so light and free without all that burden. That's right. And as you look into that little baby's eyes, just notice how loved she feels. That's right. And how does that feel now? Good. Very good.
Very good, yeah.
And just begin to notice how the more you love that little baby, the more that love comes back to you and it's multiplied. That's right. Very good. And the more that love fills your heart, the easier it is to love that little baby even more. And that love comes back to you multiplied even more. That's right. And just begin to notice the energy of that love filling that little baby until she's glowing, radiating with the joy, the power, the energy of that love. That's right. And that love is multiplied even further. And just feel your heart expanding with the joy, the power, the energy of that love. As your heart pumps that love to every bone, every muscle, every tissue, every fibre, every single cell in your body, until every cell in your body is filled, glowing, radiating with the joy, the power, the energy of that love. That's right. Very good. Very good. And just begin to notice that love reaching down into the nucleus of every single cell and right down into the DNA of every single cell, recoding, re-imprinting, repatterning every single cell in the body with the joy, the power, the energy of that love. That's right. And just notice how healing that is. That's right. Very good. Very good. And then just begin to notice how your heart opens up like a beautiful flower. And just bring that little baby into that loving garden in the center of your heart, where you can love her and keep her safe for now and forever. And see that little baby smile up at you and says, "Big Laura, thank you. I love you." That's right. And see that little baby saying, "I promise to love you and guide you in truth and love for now and forever." That's right. Very good. Very good. And then when you're ready, just allow yourself to float up out of that event. That's right. And just very slowly floating forward above your lifeline back towards now. Only as quickly as your unconscious mind can drop into each and every subsequent event where you felt anything less than love. And just tapping out all those emotions as you continue to float forward above your lifeline back towards now. That's right. Very good. And then when you come to now, just allow yourself to float even further out into the future. That's right. And seeing yourself doing all those things that you need to do on the way to creating that wonderful life for yourself.
I'm still a little bit in the...
It's still a bit... Okay. Can you tell me where you're up to now?
Third grade.
Okay.
Now what I want you to though.
Okay. What I want you to do is just leave a copy of yourself tapping with that third grade you. That's right. And just tell that copy of you that you'll come back later and finish that off. And just leave her tapping and continue to float forward. And each place that has something important you need to go back to, just leave a copy of you there to keep tapping with that younger you as you float forward. And notice how the joy of that love just melts away all those emotions as you continue to float forward above your lifeline back towards now. And just notice how even those special events that were significant issues just seem to be so much less than what they used to be. And that's a good thing, isn't it? That's right. Very good. And then when you come to now, just allow yourself to float even further out into the future. That's right. And beginning to notice how your whole life has changed in the light of the changes and the clearings that you've done today. That's right. And just notice how each day you feel lighter, more powerful, more resourceful, happier and freer. That's right. And notice too how those around you notice those changes and they respond to you differently. And notice how surprised you are at first at the way they behave differently towards you. Until you begin to get used to it and notice it and expect it. That's right. Very good. And then see yourself speaking to larger and larger groups with that confidence that grows each time. And just feel the energy of the love you give that group and the love that comes back to you multiplied even further. As you feel that wonderful, loving, empowering connection with everyone you present with. That's right. Very good. And notice how easily now you accept great reward for that. That's right. And see yourself enjoying those rewards, the financial rewards, the career rewards, the better relationships, all those areas of your life that are so much easier and so much better. That's right. Very good. Very good. And then when you're ready to start living a new life, just allow yourself to turn on around and floating back towards now and allowing your unconscious mind to become aware of all the synchronicities, all the opportunities that are part of the future that you're creating for yourself now. That's right. Very good. Very good. And then continue to float back until you come to now. And then when you're above now, just asking your unconscious mind, how long will it take at the conscious level to fully integrate all of these changes and to know at the deepest level that you've totally permanently changed. That's right. Very good. And then just very gently float on down into the room, becoming aware of the seat beneath you, the noises around you, and that feeling of love, peace, joy, power, and passion that just bubbles up within you as you very gently open your eyes to the first moment of your new life. That was a big one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Well done.